Wake up. Wake up, master. The blanket of night has fallen, and we emerge into the waking world once more. Open your eyes, master, and blink away those dreams. Good. Now, lift up those bed sheets just a smidge and take a peek at what lies beneath. I wonder what you'll find.
Good morning, Master. So good of you to join me. Oh, what am I doing? Well, I would have thought it rather obvious. I am taking your thick, throbbing cock between my lips.
And sucking on you.
I was the first to awaken this morning, but when I did, I sensed that you were still deep within your dreams. And it was a dreadfully mundane one at that. Something related to the workplace. Seeking to spare you that tedium, I sought to give your mind a gentle nudge in a more pleasing direction. Do you recall last month when you mentioned you might enjoy the surprise of being woken in this manner? I certainly do. And it seems my subconscious desires had quite the potent effect on your own. I admit, it was not my initial intention. But when I felt you starting to grow hard and press against my thighs, my hunger flared. Did you feel it in your dream? As my lust for you trickled into your mind, as the bedsheets warped and stretched at my will, smooth silk gliding against your skin as I grasped your hardening cock within the coiling tendrils of my substance. I'm glad. I must confess, I experienced quite the mischievous delight, feeling your dreams shift as I began to caress you. Your soft, subtle moans as I began to taste you. Oh, I can't resist you, Master. The taste of your cock is divine. Every lick, every twitch of you against my tongue deepens my desperation to indulge in more of you. And now that you're awake, you can complete the experience. I crave more than just the taste of your cock, Master. I need your eyes, brimming with loving adoration as you meet my gaze. I need your hand brushing gently against my cheek and running through my hair. And I need your voice. Your every gasp a reward in its own, every moan echoing through my senses as the clarion call of your satisfaction with my performance. But I enjoy hearing you say it, too. Are you pleased with me, Master? Is this method of awakening to your liking? Good. Then perhaps I'll have to do it again soon. The satisfaction of one's chosen master nourishes me more than any meal. It is a sensation rivaled only by that of tasting your ecstasy. And I feel you getting closer, Master. I feel your balls tightening, your breath catching in your chest. You will tremble at my touch, beloved Master, quivering in delightful agony as I grant you your release, our moans echoing in each other's minds as I gorge myself upon your essence. Which means it's time for a little tactile break. Oh, my apologies, Master. It is not my intent to be cruel. It's just that I'm rather voracious this morning. I simply need to prepare your body to offer a suitable volume of your cum. Even a Shoggoth cannot subsist on praise alone, after all. And you're not one of those cruel, awful masters that would deny his servant the payment she so dutifully earned, are you? No, I thought not. Do you smell that, by the way? The appetizing aroma of sizzling food being prepared, wafting up from below. I sent an extension of myself to prepare breakfast as you started to wake. In the meantime, you won't mind if I help myself to my own breakfast a little early, You wish to reciprocate? I appreciate that thought, Master, but I want this morning to be all about you. If you wish to share the pleasure, I will gladly welcome your attentions later this evening. But for now, let me pamper you. Shall we mix things up a little? Let me sink down a little lower. Right down to your heavy balls. Oh, yes. I will never tire of sucking on your balls, Master. The rich, masculine taste. Feeling the weight of all that cum you'll soon be feeding me with. Are you going to give it to me, Master? Are you going to reward your hungry little maid with your thick, warm cum? Soon enough. I need to work you up a little more. Let's add some more stimulation. Feel my substance warp and stretch, sending two slithering tendrils gliding across your body, leaving a trail of my cool, sticky substance as they reach out and twine around your cock, trapping you in a coil of delirious pleasure. Oh, I could worship your perfect cock all day, Master. Come what may, I will never tire of this. Moan for me, Master. Please. I need to know how much pleasure you're in. You're close, I know. My tentacles are irresistible, after all. But endure this for me. Prolong this pleasure, if just a little longer. Look into my eyes, Master. Open the link between us. Let my desires flood into your mind, Feel the satisfaction I gain from your pleasure. Peer into the infinite abyss that is my hunger for you. I can feel your balls pulling up, tightening towards your body. I'm going to suck them back down as you moan and shiver for me. I know how I want to finish you, Master. Shall I tell you aloud, or would you prefer to read my mind? Very well. Then let me shift to lie upon my back as the bed stretches to support us. Get on your knees, just in front of me. I open my mouth wide, ready to receive you, my master. Tap your cockhead against my face. My long tongue slithers out, flicking against the underside of your shaft. Now, be true to your desire, my master. Fuck my throat. I won't tease you any further, Master. I don't know how much longer I can deny myself. You don't need to ask for permission. You're inside my mind. You know exactly how hard I want this. And you know exactly how desperate I am for you. Yes, please, please, I need you to come, Master. I need you to spurt your warm load down my throat. Haven't I earned it? Don't I deserve it? Give your devoted cum slut the meal she deserves. Come for me, Master. Empty your balls down my throat. Yes, let it completely fill me as I swallow it down my greedy little throat, taking it all. Oh. Did that even more badly than I realized. The taste, the satisfaction, the relief, and the look on your face. What else can I call it but blissful? Thank you, Master. With each day, you prove yourself deserving of my continued service. Now that the matter of my morning meal has been settled, it's time we turn to yours. Let's rise and shine, shall we? Today promises to be busy, but with the itinerary I've prepared for you, you will have ample time to complete all necessary tasks, which I will assist you with. I shall explain it to you after breakfast. And you can be sure that I've made time for our evening appointment. Time to seize the day, my love.